South by Southwest, the annual Tech Music and Film Conference, is canceled. Austin City Mayor Steve Adler made the announcement today. Adler said they made the decision to hit pause on the festival this year due to concerns over coronavirus. Here to tell us more is Jimmy Maas of member station KUT in Austin, Texas. And Jimmy, let's start with what the mayor had to say today.
Well, they have declared a local disaster declaration. This is not a health emergency. I suspect there is an important distinction legally between those terms, and that is why they're using that one. It does give the power to the city and the county to effectively cancel the event. Prior to today, nearly 30 companies declared that they would not be coming to South by Southwest, at least officially. Some bigger names, keynotes like Twitter's Jack Dorsey, Ozzy Osbourne, Nine Inch Nails, they all said that they would not be coming. So there was sort of a building momentum toward not doing. Now, a lot did not cancel, so that should be said. But there are no cases of coronavirus or the disease here in Austin or Travis County. In the absence of evidence, they went with medical opinion, the best medical opinion they could muster. And they also mentioned the fact that since the guests were registered, they knew where they would be coming from. And as some were arriving from places where there were confirmed cases, that probably meant that they might have to arrive and effectively be put into self-quarantine, and they were worried they might violate that quarantine. So all of that led up to a cancellation of South by Southwest.
And the festival brings in a huge amount of money for local businesses and the community. What does canceling mean for the local economy?
We will be feeling this for a little bit here. This could be just be the first of several big events that could be subject to cancellation. Restaurants, hotels will not be making that money back. Some small businesses that that organize those events within South by Southwest, they might be struggling depending on those contractual agreements. Also, there's, you know, the temp workers, security guards, drivers, the people that turn down other work to keep these 10 days open, they won't be seeing that money coming back to them anytime soon.
That's Jimmy Maas of NPR member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.